land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Monday. Joining us as usual in this time slot is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Friday, Todd Smallenberg, running for the 106th House District, he came on the show to explain that he lives on the Asabo River.
Right.
Because he finds that the sound, which is frequency,
yes, it is,
of the river gives him peace and calmness.
I love that.
Because of his life experiences, because of his basically all of the horror and traumatic things that he's gone through in his life, losing his leg and in all the massive violence that he's been involved in as a Marine, he needs that peace and calm and serenity that he finds by sitting on a deck near water gives him peace and calmness.
What do you say
the three things are that we are made up of?
Ooh, energy, frequency, vibration.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said that the energy and the frequencies of the sound gives him peace.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say I'm right there because right now outside my house, I live in an apartment complex with a gorgeous pond with a little waterfall coming out, and that's my oasis because I'm the same way. We figure how much of our body's water, we're resonating with it. And this might sound new. Listen, folks, I love Jesus. He is my guy. I mean, I love him. This is not New Age. This is not Eastern medicine, whatever you want to call it. God is the author of all of this. So please don't let the word energy, frequency, vibration scare you. Actually embrace it, because if you embrace it, it came from the Creator, because there's nothing new under the sun. I would have probably tripped over those words, energy, frequency, vibration, probably about 25 years ago.
Sure.
I had so much religion, I guess I would say, inside of me, which is because I was taught. I mean, I think I've always been gifted, I think, to kind of hear and see God. I think he built me that quirky way, I guess. I mean, I like it. But my mom didn't understand me. So, you know, and again, growing up in a certain type of church. Yeah. So anyways, it would make you question. It makes you think like, oh, my gosh, it's taboo. Don't talk about it. But he created it. He designed it. And thank God for, Todd, I get you. I'd love to. I want to see the river. Invite me over for dinner. You and your wife.
So. Right. Well, the thing of it is, Missy, we don't realize how much of a energy field. And the cellular structure of our body, our organs, everything in our body, it's amazing, absolutely amazing that this is so interconnected to our environment, the air we breathe, what we hear, what we touch, what we smell. It all is interacted and connected. And I want to get into energy, vibration, frequencies, not only how it works in your program for weight loss and wellness scans, but also what it does for our own psyche, for our own mental health. I want to get into mental health today.
I've got something for you guys, and I don't even care if we even talk about my about the business today. I don't even care about that. I believe that I have a message. This sounds I really believe that I have something that is going to maybe change one person's life out there today.
At least one, I'm sure.
At least one, hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Excellent. Got a couple of text messages. Officer Rick, he said he's excited about his next cycle of fat burn.
Me too.
Yeah, he's going to get rid of that little Joey down there still. And we're going to talk about all kinds of good stuff. Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two with Missy. Missy, you have a message that you want to share with the people regarding frequencies, regarding energy vibration, and how it can actually affect your entire life.
Oh, yeah. Which, you know, it's so crazy. You know how it is. I've been dealing with the realm of frequencies for over 15 years now. And for the last 12, it's been my career. And so it's just so bizarre that this over this last week, I had this aha moment that changed my life. And it literally has been sitting in front of me this whole time. And it's the frequency of forgiving someone. So what happens, I don't know if for many people out there, possibly a dream that you must had, that you, you had this dream and you were living the dream and everything was great. And then somehow, a burglar came in, you know, the bad guy came in and turned your house, your world all the way upside down, you know? And so that kind of happened to me about 5 years ago. I had an unexpected, you know, life situation, which was a divorce. And, every year, I don't ever try to remember the month or anything like that, but it just feels like about once a year, I kind of go through, like, I'm trying to figure out, I think I invited a demon into my life, it feels like. You know, all of a sudden, it's like, who am I? I'm crazy. I just feel like I'm just, like, losing control. Whereas, like, 3 weeks ago, I'm like, life is great. Like, you know, everything is good. So I sat there and I prayed to God, and I'm like, God, whatever this is, I need it gone. I don't like who I am right now. And he talked, and obviously the word forgiving comes in, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, Missy, go look up, what does unforgiveness do when it sits inside your body? Because I already know, because I have a book on my shelf, and it's called Buried Feelings Never Die. Feelings are an emotion, and that emotion has a frequency. And you know so, because those who have scanned with me, they see their emotions get listed, especially those who have wellness scans. You get to see the list of all your emotions and how they're ranking in your body. Now, if we think about that, emotion is a frequency. So here I've got this frequency of unforgiveness inside of me. And you know, the Bible says, forgive people, you know, it's in the Lord's Prayer. And so I went to, after he showed me something, I want you guys to think about this. God says to us, forgive us the wrongs we have done as we ourselves release forgiveness to those who have wronged us. Well, God wasn't just saying that because he wanted to be like, hey, I'm the good guy up here. I'm your daddy, and you be good little kids down there. You be good little kids, and you represent me just because that's how I want it to be. Because that's how it is when we're being raised. You go to church, and my mom's like, hey, be nice. You know, you're representing the family. You're representing the family.
Right.
Well, I've always pictured that. That's God gives these rules like this. What if God gave us this rule, not a rule, but like a way of living? God was given us the way to keep our frequencies higher. So that way, if unforgiveness is left unattended in your body, you know, you've earned that trophy on that mantle over there. That trophy on that mantle is telling you, you were a survivor. You survived all these X, Y, and Z, P, D, Q things that they did to you, right? Survived it. But you know what? Then you're building your life over here, and all your new pictures are on the mantle, and life is good, but you still got that trophy over there because you're never going to forget where you came from, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also what's inside that that trophy's got a big electrical charge attached to it because it's got everything right there that's reminding you of you're who you are today because of that. Well, so I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want this, because listen, as I've been praying and believing for God to bring, I mean, for all these things, I mean, it's a new day. I know it's a new chapter. I already know that. I've got my journal out. I'm writing my new chapter. But yeah, who is this crazy woman that popped up just a few weeks ago? You know, I'm like, where'd she come from? I thought I got rid of her. Oh, nope, she's there. So anyway, so I sat there and I'm like, okay, this is as simple as it's going to be. I don't have to go and fast and pray and go into the wilderness and eat honeycomb and stuff like that. It was a simple decision. I literally took a mental image, a box, and God says, hey, meet me in your imagination. Cause guess what? God created your imagination. That's why he likes little kids so much. They haven't put him in a box yet.
Sure.
Cause God's like, hey, come meet me. Let's go to the playground. Ask your wishes, you know, your wishes, everything. He loves to see us smile. So I know that. So I end up taking this little box and I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I am choosing to forgive what happened and why I guess what I am choosing to forgive. I'm putting everything, all the hurt, the pain. I don't need to list it out because I've lived it. I can memorize it. I could write on it. I could probably recite it in my dreams what happened to me. But I'm choosing to put everything in there. And at the same time, I'm choosing to put in that box the questions I've had is, how did I not catch what he was going to do to me? How, I mean, all the questions I've always had, like, how did I not see it? How dare, who is he? Did I know him? All that. I don't need to know it anymore. Cause guess what? If I choose to want to know it, he's going to pop up. It's going to not go away. So I put everything bad in that box. It took me like a hot 30 seconds, 15 seconds. Cause all I did is I had to say it. That's what I wanted. I want that negative, horrific, destructive frequency out of my body because it's been occupying there for prime time real estate up there in my brain.
Sure.
It's up there in my mind.
Living in your mind, living in your brain, consuming your energy.
Yeah, but
totally countering with those negative frequencies, all the good frequencies you've been trying to put into your life.
And guess what? Guess who his buddies are? Unforgiveness's buddies are resentment, bitterness, anger,
hatred.
Justice, hatred, all these things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he breeds. That's who his posse is. That's who they hang out with, right? Low vibe people. Low vibe likes to hang out with low vibe. They don't like high vibe. So anyway, so they formed together. Next thing you know, there is an apartment complex living in your brain that you didn't even have any idea about. Because you're a Christian. Yeah, go ahead.
But you said something right there. I would like to, from being a scientist background.
Right.
And physics, chemistry, all the background training I had for pre-med.
Right.
It's not low energy and high energy. It's positive and negative.
Negative, yes.
Negative energy, that frequency of being negative. Mm-hmm. And when you said that, what was that list again of the beer drinking buddies sitting at the bar? Who are they again? It's unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness says, hey, come sit down, resentment. Hey, bitterness, what have you been doing lately? Oh, and then there comes the cranky guy. You know what? I'm out for revenge. Or, you know, I mean, it's a big group of people. And guess what?
All of them. Offense. So they're sitting at the bar. Offense. These are the negative energy guys.
Yeah.
And then here we are trying to be positive, trying to go to church, trying to do what's right, reading the Bible, watching certain things that we believe in to give us positive energy, positive reinforcement. These are, you're saying basically, Missy, within everybody, this is a constant battle going on.
It is, but you just said we go to church, we're hoping that going to church is going to help make those bar drinking buddies go away that's in your brain. Listen, you guys, I flipped the switch this fast. I didn't have to go pray, meditate, nothing. I put that box and I sat there with that thing in front of my little imagination brain, put everything in there, you guys, and this is what happened. And I said, I'm choosing to let this go, because if that keeps hanging out inside of me, all the unknown questions, all the uncertainties, all the fears and all that, if I allow that to have a dwelling inside of me, it's a frequency. It will not allow room for my home remodel that I want on the inside of me.
Sure. So your positive frequencies can take full residency in your home, in your body.
And do you guys want to know what this is? I will never forget this. I put it all in there. I like did an imaginary scissory thing. I said, let it go. Take it. And then all of a sudden, I looked around in my mind's eye, in my imagination. I looked around and for the first time in I don't even know how long, all I saw was the beauty that was left behind from that relationship.
Yep.
That's all I saw. I didn't see
your son.
my son, my life, all of a sudden it's like somebody turned on the light switch inside of me. And I'm like, oh my God, I had a lot of great things. There was beauty. There was a lot of chaos, but you know what? Whatever has been left behind, that's who I am today. Who I am today is because of all the junk I went through and everything. But you can't see it when you're still holding on to it.
Right.
It's intertwined. I mean, so because guess what? Those frequencies don't like light, the bad ones. So I cut them the hell out. I said, get out of me. Get out. I know who you are because I've applied the spiritual side of me, the spiritual side, to the logical side of Missy. Logic says you don't want that frequency in you anymore, in your house. Get rid of it.
Well, one of the things that I think you're saying here is your program. I know you didn't want to talk about it specifically, but you've been using this program for years to help thousands of people lose weight, maintain it, keep the weight off, live healthier lives because of your experience with frequencies, energy, vibration.
Right.
Now, this is another component to it that further justifies and explains that everything you've been doing with the program is true.
Yeah.
And this is absolutely just another component of it that we can say, wait a minute, you know, I did somebody wrong years ago. They did things wrong to me.
Right.
We need to forget, put it in a box and lock it up and throw it away.
Yeah, because you know what happens then? When that goes away, all of a sudden, it's like love comes in. Love is the highest vibration possible, highest frequency possible. Go figure. What does God say he is?
Love.
He's love.
Yep.
He's love. He's light. Well, what is light? Light
energy,
frequencies, energy,
frequency.
All of it. I mean, it's been hidden in plain sight this whole time. But those of us who choose to have eyes to see and ears to hear, because you can have knowledge. Knowledge is no good unless you apply some understanding to it. And again, I'm hoping that I break this down in enough, like what I would say, because I'm a layman. Throw me up against a scientist and I probably don't stand a chance. He would be like, you're cute. You get it. And I'm like, I get it as much as I need to get it.
Right.
I'm not going to go on stage and debate you. I don't need to because, you know, it's just like it's just common sense.
You always say, I don't know how it works. I just know that it does work.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So take that for what it is and just know that it's not, if we just understand it, say, I don't want this, say it's bitterness. Bitterness is a frequency. I don't want this bitterness in me. I recognize you, you little foreign invader. You're a darn little freaking frequency, bad frequency. I caught you. Get out. And in place of you, I'm going to choose to see what God fills it with. Maybe he's going to fill it with this. Maybe he's going to fill it with that. Maybe he's going to fill. Who knows? It's a surprise. It's a surprise, and it's always good. And it's always good.
Well, again, if it changes your energy, if it changes your frequencies and how you react with interact, I should say, with other people, it's definitely a game changer, folks. You need to go to truckerrandyhealth.com. That's Missy's website she created over my journey with her. Mm-hmm. Look at weight loss if that's an issue for you. Listen to interviews 2 and 4. If maybe it's a wellness and dealing with some of these issues, go and listen to 7 and 8.
Yeah, absolutely. The wellness will always show you your frequencies, especially when it comes to your emotions.
Yes.
And the thing is, one last thing. So when I'm watching people talk to me, like over the past weekend and things like this, and they're getting all fired up and riled up, I'm seeing like, ooh, they got a frequency. Ooh, they got a frequency. And I'm not taking it personal. I'm not going to take it personal.
Thank you, Missy. We appreciate the information.
God bless, Patriots.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back. Michigan.